I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. By age 8, more than half of children in the U.S. have had at least one dental cavity. Dr. Deirdre Williams is here to talk about strategies and tips to prevent cavities in childhood and also in the teen years. Dr. Williams is an associate professor in pediatric dentistry at MUSC. Dr. Williams, what typically causes tooth decay or cavities in children, including young children, in the first years of life?
The process of dental decay is multifactorial. There's the bacteria that's present that helps to break down foods such as sugars, acids that will ultimately impact the enamel surfaces of the teeth and cause the cavities. And even in young children, cavities can start when parents put their children to bed with a bottle or a juice cup and don't brush or wipe the teeth off after they finish the bottle.
So one common scenario is that the foods and drinks that children consume may leave a residue on their teeth, and then that helps cause these cavities.
Yes. As an example, in the young adolescent age, kids who are very active in sports, they oftentimes wear mouth guards, which is what we promote. Studies have shown that athletes who retain the sports drinks in those mouth guards, that helps to feed that bacteria again and ultimately cause cavities.
What are the main symptoms of cavities in children?
So that can vary depending on the extent of the cavity. Symptoms could be discomfort. The cavity could be so extensive that the infection can create swelling. One of the classic signs that parents may often see is that they may notice a change in coloration on the tooth. They may see this dark spot where they may not have seen that before.
What strategies or routines can help prevent cavities in children of all ages?
Strategies would include proper diet, minimizing sugar intake, of course, routine brushing and flossing on a regular basis, morning and night, twice a day, 2 minutes, routine dental visits with your dentist, and making sure you're using toothpaste that has fluoride in it and drinking water that has fluoride.
What can parents do to get kids on board, even from a very young age, to really take their dental routines at home seriously?
So one factor is to start early. Habits are great when you can start early and get in the habit of brushing and flossing. Get children to do that with their parents. And then in this day and age where everything is digital, there are some free apps that are brushing apps and gives you pointers, videos, and just encouraging you to participate in the process.
Dr. Williams, thanks for this information about reducing the risk of cavities in childhood and in the teen years.
Thank you so much.
From the radio studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.